It doesn't take an extraordinary experience to make health feel like an extraordinary blessing. Even the smallest, most ordinary moments are sacred. It's Mission Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
Well, if you're a weekend warrior or somebody who really likes to exercise and you get out there and all of a sudden you realize that you've broken a finger, or maybe you suffer from arthritis in your hands and you want to know if there's something specific you should be doing to help them so that you can do the activities that you want to do, my guest is Dr. Mark Elzik. He's a certified orthopedic surgeon and hand surgeon with Mission Hospital. Welcome to the show, Dr. Elzik. Let's start with the causes of hand injuries. Our hands are so important to us, and yet they're kind of fragile when you think about it. What do people do? What do you see the most?
Well, I see a big spectrum of things, and it really depends on what kind of activities people do. I mean, you have everything from the sedentary desk worker who maybe complains of numbness and tingling in their fingers, which may be a nerve compression type issue, and from everybody who likes to play a little football on the weekends or a little high power activities such as even boxing or everything from golf to the whole gamut of weekend sports can really have an impact on your hand, wrist, and even elbow. So you see a lot of different things walk into your office, and it just depends on what patients are really into.
Well, and there's a difference between a chronic condition that comes on from playing golf. I get a little from playing golf myself. My wrists feel a little weak. To something that's acute, that's hot, that's happening right then. You're throwing
a
football and you catch it and bobble it and your finger gets stuck in there. So what do you do to, first of all, prevent injuries and or chronic conditions from happening? Are there certain exercises you like to recommend to your patients that they can do to get their hands and wrists strong so they don't have a lot of things happen?
Well, the first thing is to make sure whatever activity you're doing it the proper way. And your body is really your guide. If you're experiencing pain with the way you're holding the golf club or tennis racket, or what kind of weights you're using at the gym, that should be a sign that something is wrong. Your body is the best indicator of that. And so that's where I would recommend getting an instructor or personal trainer or something like that to really guide you as to the best way to participate in whatever activity you're trying to do, because your body is your best guide. There's not one exercise per se that I could say that would, you know, prevent a hand injury, but it's just common sense. And another thing that's important is protective wear. If you are playing football or contact sports, it's important to make sure you're wearing the right protective wear, and particularly with the upper extremity, gloves, elbow pads, things like that. If you're at the gym, making sure that if you're lifting weights, you wear gloves to protect your hands from calluses. Things like that, gloves when you golf. There's all kinds of different things you can wear.
Dr. Elzik, if you have weak wrists, you already know this about yourself, do you brace or not to brace?
Well, I think weak wrists encompasses a wide range of diagnoses. So certainly if you're quote-unquote weak and you actually have some wrist pain, then you can wear everything from a soft neoprene type sleeve, which offers some comfort and support, to something a little harder. I know a lot of patients who like to wear a hard wrist brace when they're in the office typing, just because it holds their wrist in a good position and helps them get through the day. And so whatever it seems to make you feel more comfortable is always a good thing, but it's always a balance, because you don't want to wear something that's going to make you stiff too. You want to make sure that you also have a balance between rigidity and fluidity.
So if an injury does occur, whether it's a fall on an outstretched hand or catching something that flips it back, or as I said before, maybe a finger, then what do you do for them?
Well, it the best thing, what would I recommend or what would I do personally?
Well, what would you do personally there at Mission Hospital? What would you first do? First line of defense.
The first thing I would do is make sure I get a good history from the patient, because you want to know what the mechanism of injury was. And based on that, I do a careful physical exam, and then x-rays. X-rays and imaging studies can be very helpful. Sometimes x-rays aren't good enough. You need to get an MRI or CT scan. And the injuries are very age-dependent. Let's say, for example, since it's very common to fall on an outstretched hand, let's say a 20-year-old falls on an outstretched hand. You're thinking more that they may have damaged possibly a ligament or one of their carpal bones. Whereas somebody in, you know, older, in their 60s or 70s, when they fall, they may have broken their wrist, which is a osteoporotic type fracture. So it's very age dependent on what kind of injuries you can get in the wrist, and that guides a lot of what I do as far as diagnostic tests.
Okay, so if they do break a finger, you know, is there any help for a broken finger? I mean, you brace it? What do you do? People always want to know, should they tie them together? You know, do they put a little brace on there?
In the field, it's always nice to put a finger. If you can put some kind of splint or brace on it until you get to a hospital, that's always good. Buddy taping it to a neighboring finger is also a good solution if you just need to come up with a quick fix temporarily, although that doesn't necessarily work for the thumb, but the other fingers, yes. It depends on what bone is broken in the finger and how badly it is broken. But there are plenty of treatments and plenty of things that hand therapist disposal to help with these finger fractures and finger injuries. And there's a whole gamut. You should make sure that you see a qualified hand surgeon with any kind of specific hand injury, because while many physicians are familiar with hand conditions, if you have something complex like that, you want to make sure you see a specialist.
I'm certain that the listeners would like to come see you. You sound so qualified, and, you know, even in your bio it says you're accomplished and technically skilled orthopedic hand surgeon. So tell people, what would you do if somebody really has, you know, is there anything that they can do for bad arthritis in their hands?
Absolutely.
And because so many people have that, and then they think right away that there are, you know, not things that they can do for hand arthritis, which is so common.
It is very common, actually. We use our hands all the time, and I think it's going to be an epidemic, particularly as we all get older. I mean, look at our cell phones. We use our cell phones
all the texting.
Even myself, I've noticed I have pain in my hands when using my cell phone sometimes, and undoubtedly arthritis can creep up on you. So there's lots of different treatments. Thumb arthritis is very common. It's very common in the thumb, and one of the most common surgeries that we do as hand surgeons is to treat thumb arthritis, and it works very, very well. It has a long track record, and it works very well. And other areas of arthritis in the hand, like the fingertips, again, we have very good treatments for that. And you know, we can't operate on every single joint in the hand, but we pick and choose what hurts the most, and we have really good treatments for it.
And how is surgery on the hand? How is recovery for that? Are you, you know, can you not use that hand very well for a while, or how does that work?
Well, it depends on the surgery.
Of course.
The minor surgeries like a trigger finger or a carpal tunnel surgery, those recoveries can be very quick, especially if you're using a minimally invasive technique like I do. So what something like that, you wouldn't be out of work for more than a few days, depending on what you do. However, other surgeries, like a wrist fracture surgery or other major fracture or even some of the arthritis surgeries may take a longer recovery, ranging from a couple weeks to a month. And it all depends on the involvement of the surgery and what exactly is done. So you need to speak to your surgeon about that. And it also depends on what you do for a living. If you have a sedentary type job, you're going to get back to work much quicker than somebody who works construction.
So in the last 30 or 45 seconds, Dr. Elzik, wrap up hand surgery, hand ligaments, hand issues, and give us your best advice.
Well, make sure that you, again, to summarize, make sure you listen to your body. If something is hurting, either change the way you are gripping your device or whatever whatever motion you're using, make sure you seek a certified instructor or somebody who can help direct you to a better way. We have hand therapists that are very good at helping to diagnose some of these problems and give you better advice on to how to participate in sports better. And if something really is becoming a problem, go see your hand surgeon and make sure that he doesn't have anything else to add.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Mark Alzik. You're listening to Mission Radio. For more information, you can go to missionforhealth.com. That's mission, the number 4, health.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening.